愿大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起来学习神的话语。
Tonight we will learn about God's words.
题目是我的好处不在你以外。
And the topic is apart from you, I have no good thing.
我们看诗篇十六篇。
Please turn to Psalm 16.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇十六篇第二节。
Psalm 16, verse 2.
十六篇第二节。
16 verse 2.
我的信啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Verse 2. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
我们人的一生都在追求好处。
And for our whole life, we are going after the goodness.
我们希望可以得到很多东西。
We like to gain a lot of things.
如果我们用一张白纸来画一个大的圆圈。
And if we draw a big circle on a piece of white paper.
里面我们在圆圈里面写一写，你人生当中你觉得你有什么得到什么好的东西。
And inside the circle, you write about what are the good things that you receive in your life.
你可以写很多。
You can write many things.
有人说我读书读得不错，有一些学问。
And some people say that they study well and they have knowledge.
有人说呢，我健康很好，我可以运动，可以去做很多的事情。
And some people say they have good health, they do sports, they can do a lot of things.
有人说呢，我这个家庭很美满，夫妻感情很好。
And there are also some people that say that I have really good family relationship, that I'm really good relationship with my spouse.
或者我儿女很乖。
Or my children are very obedient.
有人写说，那我有一些事业上有一些成就。
And there are also some people that say that I have great accomplishment in my career.
有些人可以写说，那我钱赚了一点，也有好几栋房子。
And there were also some people that say that I made some money and I bought a lot of houses.
这些都是人生我们追求的好处。
And these are the good things that we pursue after in our life.
但是这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
我的好处啊，不在神以外。
That my goodness is nothing apart from you.
就是在如果这个圈圈里面所有你写的那些东西。
Meaning that inside the circle, all the things that you wrote down.
到底是谁给你的？
Who gave them to you?
你仔细想一想。
If you think carefully.
你很会读书，是你自己让自己很会读书吗？
That you can study well, is it that you enable yourself to study well?
也不是了，是神让你有智慧的。
It is not, because it's the Lord that gave you the wisdom.
你有健康，是神给你的。
You have good health, and that's given by God.
你有好的家庭，是神祝福你的。
And you have good family, and that's blessed by God.
赚了一点钱，也是神给你机会。
And you made some money, and that's because God gave you the chance.
所以，如果你把这个圆圈里面所想的好处，想一想是谁给你的。
And if you think about the things that you wrote, all the good things you wrote down in the circle, and you think carefully, who gave them to you?
其实一切的好处都是神给你。
Actually, all these good things were given by God.
所以如果没有神，就没有这些好处了。
So without God, then we will not have these good things.
还有这些好处可不可以被拿开呢？
And can these things, good things be taken away?
可以给你的也是可以拿走。
It can be given to you, or it can also be taken away.
钱财你可以赚，也可以亏。
You can make money, but you will also lose money.
那如果那些东西都拿走了，你还剩下什么？
And all these things are taken away, what are you left at?
这个是我们要思考的问题。
That's the thing that we need to think about.
所以在这首诗啊，大卫里面写了诗篇十六篇。
So for this song, David wrote this 16th song.
最主要是告诉我们要信靠神。
And it tells us to rely on God.
告诉我们人生的一切好处其实都是在神里面。
And that all the good things that happen in human lives are given by the Lord.
如果离开神，你就真的没有什么好处了。
If you leave the Lord, then you will not receive any good things.
这个是我们信仰上最简单，但是最难，我们可以真正了解的一个道理。
And this is the most simple thing in our faith, but also the most difficult to understand.
不要在神以外寻求你的好处。
Do not pursue any good things outside of the Lord.
那么这个诗篇十六篇那个标题啊，这里说是大卫的金诗。
And the title of Psalm 16, it says it's the Michtam of David.
这个中文翻成金诗，但是其实这个希伯来文呢，有不同的意义。
And in
金诗啊，中文把它翻成金诗啊。
And in Chinese, it means golden.
golden.
It means golden psalm, and in the original Hebrew text, it has many meanings.
为什么叫金狮呢?
Why is it called the Mishtam and the golden psalm?
有人说这个金狮的原文的意思是遮盖的意思。
And some people say that the original meaning it means covering.
为什么遮盖?
Why is it covering?
主的宝血遮盖我们的罪孽。
Because God's precious blood covered all our iniquities.
这个月桂的两个基督伯啊。 那个字旁啊，遮盖着月桂。
And that the Ark of Covenant, there is a cherubim covering.
所以这个遮盖啊，跟救恩、跟恩典有关系。
So covering it has connection with our salvation.
所以啊，这个说大卫的金狮。
So here it says the Mishkan of David.
那这首诗歌呢，它分成三个段落。
And this psalm it can be divided in three sections.
来形容我们跟神之间呢三种的关系。
To describe the three kinds of relationship that we have with God.
你要了解这三种关系, 实行这三种关系。
We have to understand these three relationships and to do them.
你的人生当中啊, 就会从神那边得到很多的好处。
And then in our lives, then we will receive many good things from the Lord.
如果你这三个关系没有建立起来,
if we have not established the three relationships,
你的人生虽然有很多别的东西, 但是其实也等于什么都没有。
That we might have many things in our life, but it's all pointless.
我们看第一节。
Let's all read verse 1.
第一节,
verse 1.
神啊, 求你保佑我, 因为我投靠你。 第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心啊, 你曾对耶和华说, 你是我的主, 我的好处不在你以外。 第三节。
Verse 3.
论到世上的圣民, 他们又美又善, 是我最喜悦的。 第四节。 以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。这个这篇诗的第一段就是第一节到第四节。
And the first section of this psalm is from verse 1 to verse 4.
是形容我们跟神的第一种关系。
It describes the first kind of relationship we have with God.
我们跟神的第一种关系是什么的关系？
And what kind of relationship is that?
这是第二节所说的, 你是我的主。
And that's recorded in verse 2, You are my Lord.
这是神呢, 是我们生命的主人。
And that God is the master of our life.
如果你这个事情搞对了, 你这个关系调整好了,
if we have the right relationship,
你的生命当中啊, 会从神那边得到很多的好处。
Then you will receive many good things from God.
很多恩典。
Many much grace.
很多祝福,
many blessings.
包括属灵属肉的,
including spiritual or physical.
但是很多人呢, 没有把这个最简单的位置调好。
However, some people cannot adjust on this position.
我们知道主人的意思就是第一, 他拥有这个东西或者这个人。
And we know that the meaning of the word Lord, first of all, the first meaning is that the Lord owns this thing.
你比如说你这个家是主人啊，你拥有这个家，你做什么都可以。
For example, the Lord owns and possesses this house.
你要装修也可以，把那东西拆，把一道墙拆也可以，改颜色也可以，因为你是主人，你拥有它。
And you want to do all kinds of renovation, you can do it because you are the Lord of this. You are the master of this house.
你拥有这个东西，这个东西属于你的。
And once you own, because you own this thing, so this thing belongs to you.
第二，你可以控制它。
Second, you can control.
如果你是主人，你可以控制它。
If you're the Lord, you're the master, you can control.
这个车子是你的，你可以把它开去哪里都可以。
This car is yours, you can drive it anywhere.
你不开也可以，你开到远远的都可以。
You can choose not to drive, we can choose to drive very far.
因为那是你的。
Because that is yours.
因为你是主人。
You are the Lord, the
你拥有,
master.
你拥有它，你控制它。
You own it and you control it.
同时间，你也负责保养它，你也负责爱惜它。
And at the same time, you're also responsible for maintaining it and cherish it.
这个就是有主人的不一样。
And that's the difference. That's the difference that of having a master or lord.
信了主之后，其实最重要一个关键就是你要了解你的生命，你自己不再是主人。
And after believing in Christ, that you need to understand that. We need to understand that we are no longer the Lord of our own lives.
你不再属于你自己了。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
你信了主，就是属于主耶稣基督。
After you believe in the Lord, then you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他完全应该控制你。
That he can control you fully.
他完全应该带领你。
He can totally guide you.
你完全应该属于他。
And and yourself that you all belong to him.
你不再有自己的意见了。
You no longer have your own opinions.
因为你是属于他的。
Because you belong to him.
这个容易讲，但是不容易做。
It's easier to say, but it's harder to do.
我们常说我们信了主多久？信了主多久？
We often ask that how long have you believed in the Lord?
但是有时候信了主了，自己还是自己的主人。
But however, after we believe in the Lord, that we are still the master of our own life.
我想做什么，我还是一样做。
That whatever I want to do, then I still do. I just do it.
我以前讲话的方式，我现在还是一样那种讲话的方式。
The way that I speak in the past, I still speak the same way.
我以前的脾气没有改，我现在还是一样。
And I did not change the temper that I have in the past. I'm still the same now.
以色列百姓，他们虽然信了神，出了埃及。
The Israelites, even though they believe in the Lord and they came out of Egypt,
但是神呢，从来没有在他们生命当中啊，变成唯一的主人。
But the Lord was never the only Lord in their lives.
也许是其中一个主人，但是不是唯一的主人。
He may be one of the Lords, but he was never the only Lord.
以色列百姓一从出埃及就开始拜金牛犊。
After the Israelites came out of Egypt, they began to worship the golden calf.
他们对那个金牛犊说：“哎呀，这是带领我们从埃及出来的神啊。”
They said to the golden calf that this is the God that guided us out of Egypt.
为什么会这样讲？
Why did they say that?
金牛犊代表钱,
the golden calf represents money.
以色列百姓啊，把心底的话说出来了，钱最重要。
The Israelites said the truth from their hearts. They think money is the most important.
没有钱，什么都不用谈。
Without money, then you cannot do anything.
对，人生赚钱最重要。
So in life, making money is the most important
thing. 赚钱是人生的目标。
That making money is the goal of life.
赚完钱之后就是要花钱，所以很多娱乐。
And after earning the money, then you spend them. That's why there's many luxurious activities.
所以他们在金牛犊面前吃吃喝喝。
And so that's why they ate and drank in front of the golden calf.
没有把那个在西乃山向他们显现的神当了一回事。
They did not regard the Lord on Mount Sinai as their God.
所以啊，这个是他们人生的信仰上一个大的问题。
So this is a big problem in their faith in their life.
我们跟神的第一个关系，你就要搞清楚到底谁是主人。
So the first relationship, we need to understand that who is the Lord.
只有神是我们的主人。
Only God is our Lord.
我们看马太福音。
Please turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
马太福音的第六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
六章二十四节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门就是财力的意思。
24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
主耶稣已经讲得很清楚了，你不能有两个主人。
Lord Jesus is very clear here that he said you cannot have two masters.
就是你生命当中不能有两个同等地位一样重要的东西。
Meaning that in your life that you cannot have two masters that are on the same hierarchy, same status, same level.
这样你会很辛苦。
Because you will have a hard time.
你心里会很挣扎。
And that you will struggle in your heart.
第二，你会两样你都侍奉得不好。
And that second, you cannot serve two equally.
因为两个老板，两个主人都要你的心，你要给谁？
Because you have two masters, they all want your hearts. Who would your heart give to?
你白天只有八个小时，你怎么可能有两个 full-time job?
You only have eight hours of working hours. How can you have two full-time jobs?
你不可能分心的。
You cannot lose your attention, concentration.
人生最重要的是神。
And that.Or in your life, the most important thing is God.
那你就不会去爱世界。
Then you will not love the world.
你会看得很淡，看得很轻。
That you will look at the world lightly.
但是如果你又很爱世界，
but if you really love the world,
又要侍奉神，
that you also want to serve the Lord,
自己会很辛苦，很不开心。
then you will have great, you will have, you will struggle and you will not be happy.
所以第一个关系我们都要把它弄正。
So the first relationship we need to establish.
我们要告诉自己。
We have to tell ourselves.
我们也要告诉神。
We have to tell to the
神啊,
Lord.
你是我唯一最重要的。
That you are the only and the most important
thing. 只要神在主人这个位置坐下去了，我们的人生就会不一样。
If God is at the position of the Lord or masters, then our life will be different.
你会开始看到神很多好处，很多恩典啊，慢慢的就开始流进来。
And that you will see many good things in our lives will starting to pour to us.
但是如果我们没有这样做，
if we do not do it.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
如果以别神代替真神的，他们的愁苦必要加增。
Their sorrows shall multiply who hasten after another God.
圣经的话是很正确的。
The words in the Bible is very true.
如果你换那个主人，
if you replace the God,
用别神代替真神，
you use another God to replace God.
肯定啊，你的愁苦会增加。
And for sure, your sorrows will be multiplied.
我们看以色列百姓啊，他们是神的百姓。
If we look at the Israelites, they are the people of God.
本应从历史来说，应该是最平顺、得最多福气的一个民族。
And if we look at, from looking at the history, they should be the one who are blessed and have the most peaceful time.
我们看以色列的人的历史，几千年了，三千多年了。
But if we look at the history of the Israelites, 3,000 years.
啊，从他们出埃及，从亚伯拉罕被拣选之后。
After Abraham was chosen,
从来没有一个民族受的苦难跟以色列百姓一样多。
Now one nation in this world has that many sufferings as the Israelites.
从古到今，他们的苦难没有停止过。
From the ancient time until now, their sufferings never cease.
没有平安。
They never have peace.
有平安也是很短暂。
Even when they had peace, it was only a short period of time.
平安了一阵子了，苦难又来了。
They had peace for a short period of time, but the suffering comes again.
他们常都被他们的敌人包围住。
They are often circled by their enemies.
愁苦很多。
They have much suffering.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们常常啊，把真神换掉了，用别神代替真神。
Because oftentimes they replace the true God with another God.
所以愁苦就会增加。
So their sorrows will be multiplied.
大卫很了解这一点。
And so, God, so David really understood this.
人生的愁苦不是因为钱赚不够或者是工作不顺利。
The sorrows in life is not because we do not have enough money and our job is not smooth.
人生很多的愁苦都是因为离开神之后事情就改变了。
And the sorrows come from leaving the Lord and that our situation changed.
你会发觉跟神远离了之后，做什么事情都很不顺利。
And we will realize that after leaving the Lord, anything that we do won't be smooth.
心里没有平安。
That we will not have peace in our heart.
家庭没有和睦。
There is no harmony in our family.
身体出了问题。
That there's a problem in our health.
所以很多弟兄姐妹啊，他们回来了，为什么？因为他们发觉离开神原来。他们会遇到那么多不好的事情。
So many brothers and sisters return because they realize that after leaving the Lord, they will face a lot of problems.
所以我们第一个观念就是神是我的主，只是唯一的主。
So the first concept is that God is our Lord, the only Lord, the only Master.
只有神做了你的主了，你的生命就会不一样。
When God is our Lord, then our life will be different.
我们常常问主啊，你要我做什么？
We often ask, Lord, what do you want us to do?
我们看第二段。
Let's read the second chapter.
第五节到第八节。
Which is verse 5 to verse 8.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。第六节。
6.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。第七节。
7.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心常在夜间也警戒我。第八节。
8.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。第二段呢，就是第五到第八节。
The second section is from verse 5 to verse 8.
告诉我们跟神之间的第二种关系。
It tells us the second kind of relationship we have with God.
就是第五节所说的，神是我的产业。
Which is said in verse 5, the portion of my inheritance.
以色列百姓啊。进了迦南地之后呢，就领受了应许的产业，就是迦南地。
After the Israelites went into the land of Canaan, they received the promised inheritance.
他们每一个族、每一支派、每一个家庭都分到一些土地。
And every tribe, every family, they received their land.
就是他们要生存的、仰赖、为依赖的一些耕种的地方。
And this land is what they live their lives on to do their agriculture.
所以产业很重要，你没有产业，你没有办法生存。
So the inheritance is very important because without the inheritance, they cannot live.
那你父母越有钱，你父亲的土地越多，那你以后承受的产业也越来越多。
So if your parents have a lot of lands, then you will have great inheritance in the future.
但是这里告诉我们，神不单只是我们的主人，他也是我们的产业。
And here says that not only the God is our Lord, He is also our inheritance.
我们想到产业，都会想到说土地。
And when we talk about inheritance, we often think of the land,
房子
house,
现金
or cash,
就是这些物质的东西
or these physical things.
我们都想说，如果从父母那边领受的产业越多，那以后的生活会越安定、越安稳。
And we would think that the more inheritance we inherit from our parents, then our lives in the future will be more smooth and stable.
在十二个支派当中呢，有一个支派啊，他们是领不到任何迦南地的产业的。
However, among the 12 tribes, there was one tribe that cannot receive, that do not receive any inheritance, any land.
我们看民数记的十八章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 18.
二十节。
Verse 20.
民数记十八章二十节。
Numbers chapter 18, verse 20.
十八章二十节。
Chapter 18, verse 20.
耶和华对亚伦说，你在以色列人的境内不可有产业，在他们中间也不可有份。我就是你的份，是你的产业。十个支派当中呢，只有利未支派不可以分到任何的土地。
The among the 12 tribes, only the tribes of Levi cannot have any inheritance of the land.
为什么这样子？
Why is that?
利未支派不是侍奉神的吗？
Isn't the tribe of Levi the one that worship God?
他们应该得到更多的产业才对啊。
They should be getting more inheritance.
没有错，神说你们会得到更多。
And it is true that God said you will receive more inheritance.
但是这个更多不是地上的更多。
But this more inheritance does not refer to the physical land.
因为神要利未支派专心圣殿的侍奉。
Because God wants the tribe of Levi to concentrate on worshiping the Lord.
如果利未人很多土地很多房子，整天都顾着那些收割啊耕种啊，根本就不会去忙神的殿啊。
If the tribe of Levi has a lot of lands or houses, then they will just spend their whole time worrying about these, and they will not worship the Lord.
你不可以有产业。
So God said you cannot have inheritance.
但是你有个更好的产业。
But you will have greater inheritance.
神说我自己就是你的产业。
That I am your inheritance.
就是你的份。
That your portion.
就代表说神答应我会照顾你的生活。
Which means God promised that he will take care of your life.
你虽然不种田不收割不劳苦，但是你会有生活，我会照顾你。
Even though you do not labor, you do not do farming, but I will take care of you.
你什么东西都没有，但是你什么都不会缺乏。
You do not have anything, but you will lack nothing.
就是我就是你的产业。
And that I am your inheritance.
大卫就从这个观念里面呢，来引用到我们信主的人，如果主神是你的主人呢，神就是你的产业。
So David uses this concept that if God is our Lord, then God is also our inheritance.
这个是比一些物质的更宝贵。
This is more precious than the physical things.
我们看回来诗篇十六篇第五节这里怎么说啊？
Let's go back to Psalm 16 and see what it says.
十六篇的第五节说，神是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。
Verse 5 it says, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
我们知道世上的产业啊，有时候会贬值，有时候会失去。
We know the inheritance, we know the inheritance in the world that sometimes it will lose their value.
但是只有一个产业不会失去的。
However, there's only one inheritance that will not lose the value.
就是神本身啊。
Which is God.
我们知道这个世界的东西啊，都是靠不住的。
We know that And everything in this world cannot rely on.
最近这个因为经济好起来，美国经济稍微改善啊，股市要涨了啊，所以大家要开始炒股票啊。
And recently, because the economy is coming back, so a lot of people are buying stocks again.
大家都忘记了2008年金融风暴。
And everyone already forgot the 2008, the economy recession.
但是2008年金融风暴的时候，那股市大跌。
And that in 2008, the price of the stocks dropped.
那个时候啊，根本没人会买股票，那它都丢出来。
And at that time, no one would buy stocks, and everyone starts selling their stocks.
因为那个东西本来很值钱的，但是突然间变得不值钱。
Because originally they have great value, and suddenly they hold no value.
房子也是一样。
Housing is also the same.
加拿大多伦多的房子越来越贵。
The housing in Toronto is getting more expensive.
你问老一辈的移民，你就知道，其实加拿大也有经过房地产非常不景气的时候。
And if you ask many people, they will tell you that in Canada there are also times that it has recession in housing.
你根本房子丢出来都没人买。
And now you try to sell your house, no one would buy it.
为什么？因为经济太差，大家都没有工作。
Why? Because it was during the bad economy time that no one has a job.
所以我们人生到底得跟失是什么？
So in our life, what's the gain and lose?
你得到也不一定是你的。
Once you gain it, it won't necessarily be yours.
如果神不帮你持守，
if God does not maintain it,
你得到了，但是有一天也会失去。
Now you gain it, but one day you will lose it.
这是物质的东西。
This is the physical things.
但是信仰上，这个财产才是更重要。
But in our faith, this inheritance is more important.
如果你有神，
if you have God,
有信仰，
you have faith,
这个产业没人可以拿走，
that this inheritance, no one can take it away,
也不会贬值，
you will never lose value.
这是最重要的，
this is most important.
所以我们教导我们的儿女，
so we teach our children,
我们不用担心他说，哎呀，他以后怎么办？
We should not worry that what will happen to them in the future.
以后会不会找到工作？
Will they find a job in the future?
以后会不会买到房子？
Can they buy the house in the future?
以后会不会有好的婚姻？
Will they have good marriage in the future?
你不用担心。
You do not need to worry.
你告诉他们。
You tell them.
只要把这个属灵的产业，这是你的神保守住。
If you preserve the spiritual inheritance,
神就会给你一切。
God will give you everything.
我们看诗篇127篇。
Please look at Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。
Psalm 127.
第一节
，verse one，
诗篇一百二十七篇第一节
，Psalm 127 verse one，
诗篇一百二十七篇的第一节
，Psalm 127 verse one。
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。请读
，verse one。Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain.
如果不是神保守你。
If it's not for the Lord preserving,
一切都没有。
Everything will be, you will not have anything.
但是神给我们的不是地上的而已。
But what God is giving to us not just limited to the things of the world.
我们看诗篇，看回来诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
十六篇的第六节。
Psalm 16, verse 6.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have good inheritance.
最好的产业在哪里？
Where is the best inheritance?
如果有人问你，多伦多最好的地段在哪里？
If someone asks you, what is the best area in Toronto?
最贵的地段在哪里？
What's the most expensive area in Toronto?
我是不知道，因为我不是房地产的专家。
I actually don't know because I'm not an expert in real estate.
但是我们知道，房地产的价格跟你的地段有关系。
But we know that the value of your real estate, the real estate has things to do with your location.
地段越好，房子越贵。
If it's a good location, the more expensive the house.
最多人要的地段就是最贵。最多人想要的地段。
The locations that more people want that location, the more expensive it will be.
如果你说我有一块地，
if you say I have a land.
有阴谋的地。
And I have another land.
一英亩，一个 acre.
An acre of land.
我就会觉得说大地主啊。
And you will think I'm a rich man.
但是我说沙漠有一英亩，那没有用。
And if I have acre of land in the desert, then that's useless.
你在多伦多有一个 apartment 都比在沙漠一个英亩大还贵。
And if you have an apartment in Toronto, then it's more expensive than an acre of land in the desert.
但是这里说你的产业在哪里？
But here it tells us, where is your inheritance?
如果主耶稣给你的产业在多伦多，那么不用信主耶稣也没有关系，因为这个不是最好的。
If the Lord Jesus give you this inheritance in Toronto, then you do not need to worship him.
因为主耶稣给我们的是更好的。
Because what the Lord Jesus is giving to us is it's even better.
主耶稣给我们的不是这个世界的地段。
The inheritance the Lord Jesus is giving to us does not belong to this world.
主耶稣给我们是天国的地段。
Then the location that Lord Jesus is giving to us is the location in heaven.
就是为我们预备的房子，在天国的房子最漂亮。
And Lord Jesus prepared the house in heaven for us, the most beautiful one.
常常听很多见证，看异象，去天国看异象了，都不想回来。
We often hear people's testimony that they have visions and they went to heaven, but they did not want to return after it.
我本身是没有看过。
I myself, I actually never seen it.
但是我从来没有听过一个见证啊，说主耶稣给他看天国他的房子，然后他想说，哎呀，天国那么不好，然后赶快回来地上算了，从来没有这样。
But I actually never heard of a testimony that people saying they went to heaven and that they hate it and they want to come back as soon as possible.
每一个见证看到天国，看到荣耀的天家，都会想说，哎呀，好想马上留下来地上啊，他不想回去了。
And every testimony that I heard that after they see the glory in heaven, that they don't want to go back, and they don't want to go back to the world. They just want to stay in heaven.
但是因为主耶稣告诉他们说，你灵修还没有够好，或者是你没有传福音，或者是你还太多坏习惯还没有改了，所以赶快回来地上再灵修。
And what they hear is that they're not done their spiritual cultivations, or they haven't started preaching. So go back to the world and start doing it.
对，还要努力。
That you need to work harder.
保罗曾经在异象当中看到天国。
And that Paul, once he saw heaven in his vision.
他只用几个字来形容，好的无比。
He only used a few words to describe it. It's a very great place.
没有的比啊，根本没有的比较。
It's a place that cannot be compared.
所以他说，如果有的选择，他希望马上可以与主同住。
And he said that if he can choose, he wants to live with the Lord immediately.
这个就是神天家的美好。
And that's how good God's heavenly kingdom is.
这个就是神给我们的地段。
So this is the locations that God prepared for us.
所以神就是我们的产业。
So God is our inheritance.
如果我们有这个观念。
If we have this concept,
我们就会觉得自己很宝贵。
That we will think of ourselves as precious.
所以第七节。
So verse 7.
我必称颂那指教我的神。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel.
我的心肠也在夜间警戒我。
My heart also instructs me in the night season.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why is that?
因为想要常提醒自己。
Because we need to constantly remind ourselves.
我有神就是有了最宝贵的产业。
I have God, and that means I have the greatest inheritance.
警戒自己，不要爱世界。
And to warn ourselves that we should not love the world.
警戒自己要保守的道理。
To warn ourselves that we have to preserve the truth.
不要离开主。
That we shall not leave the Lord.
第八节啊。
Verse 8.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
既然神是我们的产业。
Since God is our inheritance,
那我们要做的就是什么？
So what should we do?
你要将神常常摆在你面前。
That we need to set the Lord always before us.
这句话很宝贵。
This is a very precious saying.
常常将神摆在你面前。
That set the Lord always before us.
这个不是说我们去买一张耶稣像啊，贴在家里或者是贴在门口。
This is, does that mean that we buy the portrait of Jesus and put it in front of us and we just look at it?
但你想到的人，你会印一张相片放在你桌上。
And there are some people they print out picture. Oh, if there is someone that you want to see, you print out the picture on the table.
我们不需要用耶稣的像和十字架挂在家里，完全不需要，因为神是灵。
But we do not need to have the portrait of Jesus or any cross because God is spirit.
但是这里说我将神摆在我面前，到底是什么意思？
But here it says, I have set the Lord always before me. What does this mean?
就是你做什么，你都先想到神。
It means no matter what we do, the first thing we think of is the Lord.
你把神放在你生命当中最重要的。
That we put God first in our life.
这个就是影响你一生能不能得到神祝福的一个关键。
And this will decide whether or not that we can receive the Lord, and that's a critical decision.
如果你把神放在你面前。
If we put the Lord before us.
哇，你做什么都想到，哎呀，主耶稣。
No matter what we do, we think of the Lord Jesus.
你有时间呢，想到那我要怎么样来花我的时间？
Then when we have time, we think about what we want to do with our time.
我要来亲近主。
But we want to draw closer to the Lord.
你有空了，你不会说啊，我看看有什么节目可以看。你会想说，哎呀，我今天要读神的话啊，把圣经拿出来读一读。
And when you have time, you will not think that what kind of shows I want to watch. Then instead, you will want to read God's words.
你人生有遇到疑惑，你第一个会找答案的，会从神的话里面找答案。
In your life, when you have questions, the first place that you look for answer is God.
你有困难的，第一个不是想到医生，而是先想到靠主。
And when you have problems in your health, the first person you go to is not the doctor, instead it's God.
第一件事情想到就是要祷告。
And the first thing that you think of is to pray.
这个就是把神放在你的，摆在你的面前。
And this means set the Lord before us.
今天有时候我们没有把神放在我们的面前。
And today, sometimes we do not put the Lord before us.
有时候甚至不晓得把神摆在哪里。
And sometimes we don't even know where we put the Lord.
找不到。
Can't even find him.
先不说别的，我们的圣经啊，有时候啊，圣经放在哪里都找不到。
And for example, the Bible, sometimes we can't even find ourselves.
有些弟兄姐妹啊，直接干脆把他的个人的圣经放在教堂。
And some brothers and sisters even put their own personal Bibles just in the chapel.
还占一个位置啊，这个位置是他的圣经就放在这边。
And to make a to take the seat first with the Bible.
因为在家里不用看圣经啊，来教会才用翻圣经。
Because at home they do not read the Bible, they only read the Bible in church.
在家里也找不到他的圣经。
At home they cannot find their own Bible.
在家里根本不会看圣经。
Because at home they do not even read the Bible.
会上网看电视，但是在家里不会看圣经。
They will surf the internet, they will watch TV, but at home they do not read the Bible.
所以圣经有时候都找不到。
So sometimes they can't even find their own Bible.
所以我们要常常将神放在我们的面前。
So we need to set the Lord always before us.
因为神是你的产业，最宝贵的。
Because God is our inheritance, the most precious.
第九节到十一节，这第三段。
Verse 9 to 11, the third section.
这是神是我的福分。
That God is our inheritance.
A blessing.
God's our blessing.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。第十节。
Verse 10.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。十一节。
11.
你必将生命的道指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。这个就是我们跟神第三种关系。
And this is the third relationship we have with God.
神是我们的福分。
God is our blessing.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
什么叫真正的福分？
What is the true blessing?
真正的福分就是人生有方向。
True blessings means that we have direction in our life.
找到生命的道路。
That we find the path of life.
找到永生。
That we found eternal life.
第十一节说，你必将生命的道指示我。
Verse 11 says, "You will show me the path of life."
生命，这个生命不是肉体的生命。
And this life does not refer to the physical life.
是永远的生命。
It means the eternal life.
永远的生命的道路在哪里？
Where is the path of eternal life?
主耶稣基督哪里？
Where is Lord Jesus Christ?
如果你没有生命的道路，你人生就会失去方向。
If we do not have Lord Jesus, then we will lose direction in our life.
今天很多人每天很努力地活着。
There are many people who try their best to live in this world.
赚钱养家吃饭。
They make money and they feed their family and they enjoy their life.
很努力地活着。
They try their best to live in this world.
生病了，很努力地去看医生医病，为了要活久一点。
And that when they're sick, very diligently they go to see the doctor just to live longer.
很多人很努力地活着，却不知道自己为什么要活着。
And some people put so much effort into their lives, but they do not know why they're living.
他只知道今生的生命，却不知道永生的生命。
They only know this temporary life, they do not know the eternal life.
没有道路啊，没有方向啊。
They do not have the path. They do not have the direction.
你问他每天都很忙，到底在忙什么？他讲不太出来。
And if you ask him, he's busy every day. But if you ask him what he's busy about, he cannot really tell you.
忙到人生最后一口气还在忙。
And so busy to the last breath of life, and they're still busy.
但是你问他人生生命到底为了什么，他讲不出来。
And if you ask him what is the point of your life, they cannot tell you the answer.
所以啊，大部分的人的心灵都很空虚。
So most people, their hearts is very empty.
所以都需要很多娱乐来填满自己。
They need a lot of entertainment to fill their fill themselves.
所以平常工作很辛苦啊，一到 long weekend 啊，尤其是啊，哇，长周末啊，啊，那些去买东西啊，吃东西啊，去玩的地方的人就很多。
So during long weekend time, the places of entertainment is filled with people.
但是有时候我们想想，到底有没有那么多东西可以买？
And sometimes if we think carefully, are there that many things that we need to buy?
这路上可以全部都买回家。
If you really buy everything and you bring it home,
可以填满你的心吗？
Can they fill your heart?
你有多少套衣服你才满足？
When will you be satisfied? How many sets of clothes that you have, then you will be satisfied?
有人说啊，如果去mall里面让你随便拿，你要拿几套的你才满足？
And someone asked that if you go to the mall and you can pick any numbers of clothes that you want, how many would you get? Then you'll be satisfied.
如果人生是不满足的，你全部带回家都不满足。
And if your life is empty, even if you bring everything home, you will still not be content.
你吃什么才会满足？
And how you will be content, what kind of food you need to eat to be content?
你的车子要每年换多新的，你才满足。
And how every year you change a car, how will you be content?
你的手机三个月换一台，你会满足吗？
If you change your phone every 3 months, will you be really content?
所有物质的东西都不能让你得到真满足。
And all the material, physical things will not truly make you satisfied.
这里说只有在你面前，在神面前，你才有真正的满足。
And here it says that it's only in your presence is fullness of joy.
因为你认识了神。
Because you know the Lord.
有永生。
You have eternal life.
被圣灵充满。
You're filled with the Holy Spirit.
了解真理。
You understand the truth.
像我们在上个礼拜，在一整整一个礼拜，在教会有全国成人神训班。
And last week we have the NATS.
一个礼拜的学习结束的时候。
And after 1 week of learning,
看到每一个学员的脸上都写着两个字，就是满足。
And that every member's face it says fullness.
有人问了说，你到底在教会做什么？
And some people ask, what were you doing in church?
整天聚会。
That we have service the whole day.
祷告那么久。
And we pray for a long time.
在没有信神的人来说，会觉得我们很奇怪。
And for ones who do not believe in the Lord, they would think that we are strange.
哪有人去教会那么久了？
Who would go to church for that such a long period of time?
对外面的基督徒来说，去教会去礼拜就是一个礼拜一个小时就够了。
And for the Christians from other denominations, they would think that going to church 1 hour is enough.
你们这些人怎么会在教会那么久？
And how can you people stay in the church for that long?
一整个礼拜还住在教会里面？
And for the whole week, you even live in church.
到底有什么好玩的？
Where's the fun in that?
但是有参加过这些讲机会的弟兄姐妹就知道。
But the ones that who had attended the seminar, they only they understand.
当你的灵真的跟神很靠近的时候。
When your spirit is very close to the Lord.
这种满足感呢是没有办法被取代的。
This kind of fullness cannot be replaced.
所以第九节说，我的心灵欢喜，我的肉体也要安然居住。
And so verse 9 it says,My heart is glad, and my flesh will also rest in hope.
得到神最大的满足。
Because they have the greatest fullness from the Lord.
第十节，还有将来的救恩，就是复活。
And verse 10, it says, there also the resurrection in the future.
这句就是预言主耶稣基督复活。
And this verse, it prophesies that
我们将来也会得到复活的恩典。
It prophesies that Lord Jesus Christ will resurrect, and we will also have the same grace.
神就是你最大的福分。
So God is our greatest blessing.
所以这个诗篇十六篇非常宝贵。
So Psalm 16 is very precious.
告诉我们跟神的三个关系。
It teaches us three kinds of relationship we have with God.
神是你的主。
First, God is our Lord.
如果你把神换掉了，你就会很愁烦。
If we replace God, then we will have a lot of sorrows.
如果你把神放在主人的位置。
If we put God as the Lord,
那很多好处啊，你不用求，神都会给你安排。
You will have many good things, even if you don't ask for Him, He will give it to you.
第二，神是你的产业。
Second, God is our inheritance.
也许你觉得你什么都没有。
Maybe you think that you don't have anything.
但是有神就有一切。
But if you have the Lord, you have everything.
就算你在世上有很多其他的产业。
Even if you have a lot of inheritance in this life, in the world,
那都是很短暂的。
That is only temporary.
一定要抓住神。
We have to grasp onto the Lord.
在我们离世那一刻，只有神最重要。
When we leave this world, it's only God that's the most important.
所以活着的时候，要常把神摆在你的面前。
So while we live, we need to set the Lord always before us.
第三，神是你的永远的福分。
Three, God is always our greatest blessing.
你有神，你人生就有方向。
If we have God, we have direction in our life.
有神，你就有满足。
If we have God, then we have fullness.
所以这个三，这三点就是我们要抓住的。
So these three things, though, it's what we need to establish.
唱诗191首。
Sing Hymn 191.